host, Rachel Dea. In this channel, we're going to talk about life, and I'm here to help you grow and change your mindset into positive. Join me every Saturday at 6 a.m. PhD para sa bagong episode. At kung meron kang kaibigan na nangangailangan nito, i-share mo na rin sa kanila para mas maraming kabataang Pilipino pa ang makarinig ito. And now, enjoy listening. Good morning, listeners. We are back for another episode of our Season 2 podcast. We are now at Episode 4. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you won't miss any episode. So for this week, pag-uusapan natin ang trauma. You know, ano ba ang PTSD? Meron ka ba nito? Pwede ba itong ma-overcome? Anong pinagkaiba ng PTSD sa ASD? Pag-uusapan natin yan sa episode na ito. Ngayon, unang-una, ano ba yung PTSD? Ang PTSD, ang ibig sabihin nun ay Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. Ang PTSD ay kilala bilang shell shock during the years of World War I, and it is known naman as combat fatigue during World War II. Pero now, it is known as PTSD or Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. Now, paano ba ito nade-develop? Nade-develop ito kapag ang tao naka-experience ng something scary or something horrible or dangerous event sa buhay nila. Halos karamihan na nakaka-experience ng trauma ay makakaranasang mag-form ng mga stress reaction after ng event, you know. Pero hindi ibig sabihin na lahat yon ay makaka-develop ng PTSD. Yung mga tao na makaka-experience ng mga symptoms na ito longer than a month may have a PTSD. Yung mga yon na lalagpas ng isang buwan, at least a month, probably meron silang PTSD. Ngayon, ano ba yung mga symptoms na yun? Pag-uusapan natin yun mamaya at kung ano nga ba yung pinagkaiba ng PTSD sa ASD. Kasi lahat naman nakaka-experience ng, you know, traumatic event. So, ibig sabihin, lahat ba may PTSD? If nakaka-experience ka ng mga stress reaction after ng isang event or isang incident, let's say incident na lang kesa sa event, na nangyari sa'yo for, let's say, a month, then you may be experiencing an acute stress disorder. Ano ba yung acute stress disorder? An acute stress disorder is a mental health problem na nangyayari sa mga unang buwan after ng, it may be a tragic incident, you know, or something scary, any negative incident. However, yung sintomas ng acute stress disorder are almost alike sa sintomas ng PTSD, but you must remember na magtatagal lang to for at least 1 month. And if lumagpas sa 1 month yung pag-form mo or yung pagkakaroon mo ng mga stress reactions na to dahil sa nangyari sa buhay mo, then you are experiencing a PTSD. So ano nga ba ang PTSD? Ang ibig sabihin ng PTSD, again, is Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. Ang nagagawa nito sa isang tao ay, alam mo yung parang binibigyan nito ng flashbacks yung tao about sa mga bad experiences sa buhay nila. You know, it could be any traumas sa bawat aspeto ng buhay, emotionally man yan, mentally, or physically, or even sexually. You know, any trauma. So, paano nga ba masasabi na probably meron kang PTSD? Ngayon, we have 4 types of symptoms. Unang-una dyan is yung re-experiencing. Sa re-experiencing ito, ibig sabihin parang nangyayari ulit. Okay? So, meron tayong 3 subtopic dito. Una, nightmares. Ang isang sintomas ng PTSD ay ang pagkakaroon ng isang masamang panaginip or bangungot or what we call nightmares. Nagkakaroon siya ng mga masasamang panaginip na related sa nangyaring incident sa buhay niya. Sabihin natin car accident. And then, sabihin natin hindi naman gabi-gabi. Pero, madalas, And kung pagsasama-samahin yung panaginip mo, magkakapareho sila. Iba-iba nga lang ng scenario, pero yung idea parehas, yung konsepto parehas, nakaka-experience ka ng unang sinta. Ang pagkakaroon ng paulit-ulit na bangungot na related doon sa nangyari sa buhay mo. Next, we have flashbacks. So, of course, we all know what flashbacks is. Yun yung parang na re-relive yung memories sa utak mo. Yung vision, sounds, and even smells. And kahit yung ano yung na-feel ng katawan mo. Lahat yun parang bumabalik. As if like, andun ka ulit sa scenario na nangyari yung incident sa buhay mo. Or like, kung saan nangyari yung traumatic experience mo. Let's say, nag-time travel ka, bumalik ka dun sa past. However, nafe-feel mo siya during the present time. That's what we call a flashback. Let's say, for example, a sexual trauma. And let's say, may nakapag-trigger sa trauma na meron ako. And because of that trigger, nagkakaroon ng flashback sa akin. Nagkakaroon ng flashback sa mind ko, sa body ko, and even yung nafe-feel ko. Kung ano yung nafe-feel ko sa time na yon or sa na-experience ko na yun. Let's say, for example, syempre, takot ka. Or nanginginig ka. Or nahihirapan kang huminga. Lahat ng yon makakamdaman mo during your present time habang nagkakaroon ka ng flashback kasi na-trigger yung trauma mo. Ganun ang pakiramdam or ganun ang idea ng flashbacks sa sintomas under PTSD. So that's our number 2. Our number 3 is, nasabi ko na kanina, is yung triggers. Yung pagkakaroon ng triggers, you know, sa lugar man yan, sa tunog, sa tao o kahit saan, sabihin natin, meron kang bad experience sa place na to. So every time na mababanggit sa balita yung place na to, or every time na madadaanan mo yung place na to, nati-trigger yung experience mo sa buhay mo. So that's for our number 3. Next thing that we have for our second type of symptoms, we have avoiding reminders. Meron kang PTSD kung nakakaranas kang, alam mo, iniiwasan mo yung mga nagpapa-remind sa'yo about that specific experience. Let's say, for example, nagkaroon ka ng car accident sa Laguna. And then, para sa second type of symptoms na to, iiwasan mo na iiwasan yung place na yon. Alam mo, kasi alam mo sa sarili mo na makaka-trigger yun sa'yo. Or like, alam mo sa sarili mo na it's not a good influence sa sarili mo. And you know to yourself na once you go to that place, hindi ka magiging okay. So that's for our second type of symptoms, avoiding reminders. Iniiwasan yung mga pwedeng makapagpaalala or kahit yung mga pwedeng makapagpa-trigger sa traumatic experience natin. So third type of symptoms is negative mood and thinking. So para dito sa negative mood and thinking, after we experience a traumatic event or a traumatic scenario, syempre, maaapektuhan nito ang emotional well-being natin. Pwede ito makaapekto bilang, you know, palagi kang irita, or like, madali kang magalit, madali kang magulat, madali kang matakot. Kasi after we experience a traumatic incident, you know, syempre, alam mo yung parang lagi kang alert pag may nangyari sa paligid mo, madali kang matakot, madali kang magulat dahil dun sa na-experience mo na traumatic incident. So that's for our negative mood and thinking. And also, as a result of the trauma, bilang resulta ng isang trauma, the way a person with PTSD, yung tao na may PTSD, kung paano mag-isip yun sa sarili nila, mag-iiba. And meron tayong tatlong factor dyan. One is emotional numbing. Yun yung pinag-uusapan natin kanina. Pwede rin makonect dun sa negative mood and thinking kasi maapektuhan yung emotional well-being natin dito. Yung mga tao na mayroong PTSD ay pwedeng maka-experience ng, you know, hirap silang magkaroon ng positive feelings, you know, sabihin natin love, happiness. Pwede rin mawala na sila ng interest sa mga activities na dati gustong-gusto nila. Second factor is relationship problems. You know, yung hindi natin kayang magpakita or magparamdam ng affection and emotion, you know, yung ganun, makaka-apekto sa relationship natin negatively. And for our third factor is having no trust. Yung hirap ka nang magtiwala sa mga tao. And even though they try to work on it, you find it really hard to trust these people or that specific person. Even though hindi siya kasama dun sa traumatic experience mo. And you know, it's a common symptom. After a traumatic experience, we just start to lose trust. And it's not about the person. It's about the situation that happened. Kaya sa tingin mo, mangyayari ulit yun. Kasi kumbaga wala sa tao yung dinadala mo. Ang dinadala mo is yung sitwasyon na nangyari sa'yo. Kaya hirap kang magtiwala kasi pwede nilang gawin din yun ulit sa'yo. Like, kaya ka walang tiwala sa tao na to kasi what if gawin din niya yung ginawa sa'yo ng ibang tao? So that's for our third factor. So fourth factor is hyperarousal, which is somehow connected din sa negative mood and thinking natin kanina. Kasi ito yung consistent ka sa pagiging irritable. As if like always on alert ka. You know, yung gaya na sabi ko kanina, madali kang matakot, madali kang magulat, and parang feel mo lagi kang in danger. But that's for our hyperarousal. So, ang PTSD, from what I can say about it, it is a long-term trauma kasi gaya ng sabi ko kanina, hindi siya tulad ng ASD or yung acute stress disorder. Kasi yung acute stress disorder, it can last for only a month. And it's like the one na mas common magkaroon ng mga tao kasi yun yung pinaka-normal reaction or yun yung pinaka-normal thing that we could ever have. Kasi normal lang na magkaroon ng stress reaction after the traumatic event. And ang madalas mangyari is, you know, saglit lang yun. Pero sa ibang tao, nagtatagal sila halos yung iba. It can last for months and even years. Isa siyang mahaba-habang battle na kakalabanin mo or i-work mo. And from the word of it, it is post-traumatic stress. So, meron tayong pre and post, diba? Ang pre, yun yung before. Ang post is after. So, doon siya nagmula. Yung stress na nakuha mo after the traumatic event. So, doon nakuha yung word na post-traumatic stress disorder. Ang disorder is a disturbance of normal functioning of the mind or body, and it can be caused ng genetic factors, disease, or trauma, which is yung pinag-uusapan natin sa episode na ito. Ngayon, since napag-usapan natin ano yung PTSD, ano yung mga sintomas na pwede nating ma-experience kung meron kang PTSD, and anong pinagkaiba ng PTSD sa ASD, how to overcome it? Paano ba ma-overcome ang post-traumatic stress disorder? So, ang tanong, pwede ba talagang totally mawala to? Yung feeling na meron tayo sa traumatic experience natin, itong paulit-ulit na nati-trigger yung trauma natin, pwede bang mawala yun? Kasi syempre, ayaw naman natin ng ganun. Since I experience it then from what I've noticed na sa sobrang pagsasuffer ko, mawawala pa kaya to sa akin. And I know I'm not the only one kasi maraming tao talaga. Actually, lahat naman nagkaroon ng trauma. Pero, kaya nga nasabi ko, hindi lahat nagka-develop ng PTSD. So, the truth is, walang cure sa bagay na to. Walang cure sa PTSD, sa post-traumatic stress disorder. Pero may mga paraan on how to handle it, on how to handle PTSD. Although you can have medication, the most effective way for PTSD is psychotherapy. For psychotherapy, we have the cognitive behavior therapy or the CBT. Yung treatment na ito is a trauma-centered, or I mean like sa trauma talaga siya nagpo-focus yung treatment na to. So, ibig sabihin, talagang ini-aim niya na matulungan yung individuals to treat their traumas. So, under cognitive behavior therapy, meron tayo iba't ibang therapy or iba't ibang technique on how to handle PTSD. First is we have exposure therapy. So, yung method na to, yung method of exposure. From the word exposure, ine-expose nito yung tao sa fears niya para matulungan yung tao na to na maging less sensitive habang patagal ng patagal. So yun yung nagginagawa ng exposure therapy na to. Ang technique na to ay parang sinasanay, parang winawala yung effect na binigay sa'yo ng experience na yun or like ng incident na yun. So second that we have under cognitive behavior therapy is cognitive restructuring. So ano ba to? Ang lalim naman ng mga salita, di ba? For this therapy, you know, since tayong mga tao, we sometimes get the wrong perspective. Alam mo, nagkakaroon tayo ng mga wrong perspective and madalas sinisisi natin yung sarili natin. And kasabay ng pagsisi na yun sa sarili natin, parang nahihiya tayo sa sarili natin. When in fact, hindi naman natin kasalanan yun. Kasi yun din yung pwedeng maranasan ng isang tao after a traumatic experience na they tend to blame themselves and makakaramdam sila ng guilt and shame. Yun yung parang nahihiya sila dahil nangyari sa kanila yung ganong bagay and nagigilty sila kasi parang sana may ginawa ako, sana mas may ginawa ako. I should have done more. I should have done better. I should have done something. Alam mo yun, sana may ginawa ako. And it's normal to have these emotions. And na-experience ko din yun, ang bagay na dapat natin tatandaan habang na-feel natin yung mga ganito, during our first experience sa ganitong bagay o sa ganitong klaseng feeling after a traumatic event, hindi natin mamamalayan na isa pala yung sa sintomas dahil sa nangyaring trauma sa'yo. Kasi base sa nabasa ko din, halos lahat ng mga taong nakaranas ng trauma, meron silang common emotion or feeling na nakaranasan, yun yung guilt and shame. Nagigilty sila na sana may ginawa sila or mas may ginawa sila, and yung shame kasi nahihiya sila na nangyari sa kanila yung bagay na yun. And yun yung napansin ko na common talaga. So it's normal to have this stress reaction after a traumatic experience. So itong cognitive restructuring therapy na to, tinutulungan nito yung mga tao na makita or like magkaroon ng bagong perspective sa nangyaring incident ng may katotohanan, to get a realistic perspective on the trauma. Since most of the time, nagkakaroon tayo ng maling perspective. Kasi having trauma, sometimes hindi natin naaalala lahat ng bagay. Yung memory natin parang magkakagulo-gulo. And sometimes, yung memory natin, hindi siya vividly clear. May mga parts na nagkakaroon ka ng flashbacks, pero blurry siya, alam mo yun. Yun yung effect din ng trauma. Kadalasan sa mga tao, hindi nagkakaroon ng clear memory from their traumatic experience. Next thing that we have for our third therapy is the cognitive processing therapy. Now, tinutulungan din itong i-change yung maling perspective mo towards the traumatic experience. Kasi nagpo-focus to sa learning skills para ma-evaluate mo yung thoughts mo kung supported ba siya ng katotohanan or ng facts. So for our fourth therapy, we have prolonged exposure. So again, from the word exposure, ina-expose ulit yung tao na to. It helps individuals to approach trauma-related memories, situations, and emotions. Next thing that we have is our fifth therapy, is stress inoculation training. Now, anong ginagawa nito? Tinutulungan nito yung mga tao or yung mga individual on how to manage, kung paano minamanage yung stress and anxieties or yung emotion. Kasi, you know, kapag ina-atake ka or like pag natitrigger yung trauma mo, yung mga symptoms nun, tinatarget niya yung nararamdaman mo, like the way you feel, you know, yung difficulty of breathing, yung panic attack, heart palpitation, pagkahilo, panginginig mo, and many, many more. So itong stress inoculation training na to, tinutulungan nito yung mga tao na kung paano i-handle yung panginginig nila, yung pagiging hirap nila sa paghinga, yung panic attack nila, yung heart palpitation nila. Tinutulungan nito kung paano maging kalmado, kung paano i-manage properly yung stress and anxieties. So, by this, I want to focus on stress inoculation training. Dito tayo mag-focus since wala tong cure. Walang specific cure para dito sa PTSD. Then what we can do is to work on how to manage it. Alam mo yung hindi natin totally maaalis to, pero pwede nating matutunan kung paano mamuhay kasama to. So, importanteng malaman natin on how to manage this kasi, again, pwedeng ma-trigger ulit to. Pwedeng ma-trigger ulit yung trauma mo kasi wala tayong cure dito. So, to manage the PTSD episode, para ma-manage mo yung habang na-trigger ka ng trauma, habang nanginginig ka, habang nagkakaroon ka ng panic attack, or habang nagkakaroon ka ng flashback, or any of the symptoms na sinabi ko kanina, para ma-manage mo yon, unang-una, practice breathing exercise. You know, you have to breathe deeply kasi mapre-prevent nito yung paghabol mo sa paghinga, yung pagkakaroon mo ng panic attack, yung palpitations mo. Practicing breathing exercise will really help you along the way. Number two is talk yourself down. You know, importante na kinakausap mo yung sarili mo. Or kahit hindi man literally, kahit sa isip mo lang na hindi to totoo, you know, this is not real. Yung nafe-feel mo na parang na-experience mo ulit yung trauma in the present time, yung what we call flashbacks kanina. Dahil sa triggers na nagkaroon ka, it is important to be gentle on yourself and be a friend to yourself. For the third one is get moving. Or gumalaw-galaw ka as you experience PTSD attack or yung na-trigger yung trauma mo, try to walk. Alam mo, kahit yung walk ka lang dyan sa bawat sulok ng bahay mo or tumalon ka, legit, tumakbo ka kasi, you know, as funny as it sounds, it helps. Kasi natutulungan ito yung katawan natin na maging distracted and nagpo-focus lang yung katawan natin na mag-release ng endorphins na makakapag-improve ng state of mind natin. And for the fourth one, connect with others. You know, talk it out. Makipag-usap ka sa mga kaibigan mo. Find your people or find your person who will help you and remind you of what is real. Kung ano yung totoo at ano yung hindi. Or para ipaalala sa'yo na hindi ka nag-iisa as you experience all this in your life. And para i-remind sa'yo na yung nangyaring yun ay sa past na and hindi siya nangyayari during the present time. So it's really important to connect with others, to talk with people that you trust. And of course, since nagbigay ako ng ways on how to manage PTSD episodes, paano naman kung ayokong maranasan yun? Like, to avoid being triggered ng madalas, kasi hindi naman nating masasabi na hindi ka na mati-trigger. Kasi just like what I've said, hindi totally mawawala yung trauma. We just learn how to live with it. But to avoid being triggered ng madalas, yung ina-attack it madalas or nati-trigger it madalas, para maiwasan mo yun, iwasan mo din yung mga bagay na pwedeng makapagpa-trigger sa'yo. It's like, wag mong dalhin yung sarili mo sa apoy. If you know to yourself na maapektuhan ka nito ng malala and aatakihin ka, mati-trigger yung trauma mo, it's best if you avoid those triggers. Second one, it is important to have self-care. Kahit anong problema man yan, importante talaga na alagaan natin yung sarili natin mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Next is practice mindfulness. Kasi this is really important kasi it keeps our brain awake and our soul awake, you know? And it helps our brain to have this positive side or like it helps our brain to be calm as we solve a problem in our life. Mental health is as important as physical health. So, importante na mentally healthy tayo para maging emotionally and physically healthy tayo. And fourth one is seek professional help. That would be the best option for you if you are experiencing PTSD or any disorder that you have. It is important to seek professional help as soon as possible, you know, bago pa lumala yung bagay na nararanasan mo. And because I am not yet a professional, yung mga sinasabi ko na to ay base lang sa research ko and yung naintindihan ko sa na-research ko. And sometimes, kapag sobrang lala talaga ng nai-experience na isang tao, hindi sapat yung mag-o-open up ka lang or makikipag-usap ka lang sa kaibigan mo kasi yung kaibigan mo, wala din namang gaanong alam kung sobrang lala na ng nararamdaman mo. Like, for example, kung ako, biglang mag-o-open ka sa akin ng ganyan and may mga bagay ka na in-open na hindi ako aware, syempre, mahirap sa akin tulungan ka kasi wala akong gaanong alam sa bagay na yan. So, seek professional help because that would be the best option for you. And if you are experiencing PT or if you have a PTSD, if you have a post-traumatic stress disorder until now, ang na-realize ko, since walang cure ang PTSD or walang paraan para mawala talaga yung trauma sa buhay natin, na-realize ko na importanteng matutunan natin na i-manage to ng tama on how to live with this. And during the process of that, it is important to be gentle on yourself. Kasi I know most of the time, we tend to be impatient or be hard on ourselves na parang sinisisi na natin yung sarili natin na parang bakit hindi pa ako makaget over sa bagay na to o bakit hanggang ngayon daladala ko pa rin to. Alam mo yung sabihin natin 1 year na or 2 years nang nakalipas. Kasi gaya nga na sabi ko kanina, it can take months and even years or sometimes hindi na nga, we just learn how to live with it. So yung fact na matagal mo na siyang dinadala, the more na nagiging hard tayo sa sarili natin and kasi gusto natin mawala siya in an instant. So, be gentle on yourself. Be a friend to yourself. Know that you have to learn how to live with this. You have to find a specific treatment for you, like, or yung coping mechanism mo. You have to find your specific treatment na perfect para sa'yo or yung nag-work sa'yo para ma-manage mo yung trauma mo, yung mga nararamdaman mo sa trauma mo. And know that you are not alone na nagkakaroon ng ganitong klaseng pag-iisip na ang tagal-tagal na hindi pa rin ako makaget over sa trauma na to. Hanggang ngayon natitrigger ako. Hanggang ngayon takot ako. You're not alone na nakakaranas ng ganyan. So, I want you to be gentle on yourself and seek professional help as soon as possible para mas matulungan kanila na i-manage yung stress and anxieties mo sa trauma na nararanasan mo. So, itong topic ito sa episode ito, I might talk about this once again sa mga susunod na episode kasi I feel like I have something more to talk about, but I want to research again muna, have a continuation of this session natin. But I hope this will help you realize na may mga bagay na hindi talaga natin totally maalis sa buhay natin. Kailangan lang nating tutunan kung paano mabuhay kasama yun. And I know lahat naman tayo, kahit ikaw na nakikinig sa episode na to, kasi yun naman din ang dahilan kung bakit pinakinggan mo or pinindot mo yung episode na to, kasi na-curious ka din kung pwede mo nga bang maalis yung trauma mo na yan sa buhay mo. But sadly, there is no specific cure for this. Pero I hope na nagbigay sa ito ng pag-asa na hindi naman huli ang lahat. Hindi naman forever ganyan yung pagsasuffer mo, kasi pwede naman natin gawa ng paraan on how to manage your emotion and your stress. So that's it, guys. Be gentle on yourself. And that's it for our episode this week. I hope may natutunan ka and may naitulong ako sa buhay mo kahit papano. Don't forget to share this sa kaibigan mo na nangangailangan din ito. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so that you won't miss any episode that I upload every week, every Saturday at 6 a.m. PhD. Again, I'm your host, Rachel Dea. Have a great day and I love you.